Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today, as this is a Monday podcast episode where we look at a specific astrological topic or theme. And today I wanted to discuss an aspect that I've been watching over the past few months as it starts to form and becomes more exact. Now, it is considered a minor aspect. It is a semi-square, but it's a semi-square between Pluto in Aquarius and Saturn in Pisces. And typically we don't put a lot of emphasis on a semi-square, but because we know how significant the new synodic cycle was with Pluto and Saturn being exact back in January 2020, this is important. This is an important transiting aspect, and that's why I wanted to dive into it. So let me explain some of the particulars here. A semi-square is essentially half of a square. So a square is 90 degrees. A semi-square is 45 degrees. And now that Pluto is in the early degrees of Aquarius, which is the case when I'm recording this podcast in the middle of April 2024, Pluto is going to be 45 degrees apart from Saturn in Pisces. The exact semi-square happens when Saturn gets to 17 degrees of Pisces in early May 2024, but the semi-square is increasing throughout April. And then it continues into early January 2025 due to Saturn's retrograde and Pluto's retrograde. So that's also why I find this to be more significant, because it's not just a one-off connection. It is a back and forth dance in this semi-square where, again, they are 45 degrees apart, which means Pluto in Aquarius and Saturn in Pisces are experiencing one of their first conversations, one of their first energetic connection points since that conjunction that changed the world as we know it in modern times from January 2020. And that's why there's something here that we really need to pay attention to. Now, I am going to backtrack and recognize that Pluto and Saturn were also in what we call a semi-sextile back in late February 2023 and early March 2023. Now, a semi-sextile is half of a sextile. So a sextile is 60 degrees. That means a semi-sextile is 30 degrees. And they were making that very soft connection when Pluto was at 29 degrees of Capricorn and Saturn was at 29 degrees of Aquarius. Now, for those of you who know astrology, you know that it comes down to these degree points, the mathematical distances, how we look at these aspects, the conversations that are happening as planets move through these degree points and engage with each other through certain energetic dynamics. And because both the semi-sextile and the semi-square are softer, less influential, we don't typically take notice of them. So when we look back into late February 2023 and early March 2024, we were actually more concerned with the fact that both Saturn and Pluto were changing signs that month in March 2023, but they were in a semi-sextile right before that happened. And again, that is a soft influence, not a big deal. It's like a checking in point. How's it going? It's a very often breezy and faint aspect. So they have been in conversation since that conjunction in 2020, but now they're reaching the semi-square. And I was feeling energy around this that is important to take note of, because what happens in the semi-square energy also sets up what can be resolved, what can be supported, what solutions can be had when they are in sextile, and then also going forward, what can then come about or what might transpire when they are in a square, which will happen later this decade in 2028. And I will touch on that later. But I just want to paint the picture that these minor aspects all play a role, all play a part of what is unfolding, because each of them is an energetic conversation that is already underway. And when we are more conscious and intentional about what is transpiring, and we are in more of our awareness around what energies we are individually experiencing, as well as what we are offering onto the global energetic grid, this is how we can make a shift in the trajectory of our planet. And that's really how I'm feeling this. That's really how this energy is coming through, because we know that both Pluto and Saturn are powerhouse energies in very different ways. So Pluto has just entered into Aquarius and is bringing our attention to where we are ready to be more enlightened, more empowered as a collective people, where we're ready to also perform some overhaul, some renovations that are really needed for mankind as well as individually. And Pluto is the energy of destruction, transformation, permanent shifts and changes at a monumental level where there's no going back. It's the energy also of recreation, where we are invited to look at what is a better fit, and also what do we have to be brutally honest with ourselves about? Where do we need to take inventory, take stock, especially in the Aquarian themes of our lives and of ourselves? And Aquarius is known for being futuristic, innovative, scientific. It's the energy of the vision of where we're headed, both collectively and individually. It's where we are understanding that we are in charge of co-creating our future experiences in the now. And so we look at, well, what is my energy connected to? What am I focusing on and thinking about that is impacting my current reality and will also impact my future experiences? This is where we look at how to honor diversity and differences. How do we handle our different belief systems, opinions, thoughts, ideas, ideologies, where we don't destroy each other or allow that to be our weakest link? How do we then, at more of a baseline level, establish and create relationships that can honor where we are different, give each other room to be an individual, and allow each person their space to follow their own unique path, while also wanting to call in more of our true friendships, our true soul tribe connections, where we can find others who have a shared ideal or a shared desire and intention for what we want to experience on this planet. But first, Pluto comes through and brings up the darkest energies under the surface. It's very revelatory. It's very challenging, heartbreaking. You know, Pluto knows that we're strong enough to handle these energies, even if it's a lot for our human systems and our human psyche. But Pluto wants us to then reclaim our power and say, okay, I see this for what it is. Now we make some new choices, new decisions. Now we understand that we are the ones who will determine where this planet goes. And so we have choices to make. Everything from the mundane to the quantum level manifestations. And so Pluto is stirring all this up. And then we have this Saturn in Pisces that is showing us what we need to close out, where the cycles are karmically completing, and there needs to be something that is offered to allow the cycles to complete. And by that, I mean a level of compassion, acceptance, responsibility. We are each being required to take responsibility for what we have created, what we've decided, how we have really constructed our lives, and to look at what stays and what goes, with more of an emphasis really on what goes. And that's because Saturn in Pisces is wanting us to detach and surrender what we've been grasping onto. Saturn being the physical world, the visible world, Pisces being the invisible, Pisces being what we wouldn't normally see. Now, I did some podcasts for you back in 2023 about Saturn moving into Pisces, and I titled it, or rather, I started the conversation with "The Lights Come On in the Club." where Saturn comes in, turns on the lights, and you start to see what was invisible. And I hope you can see now what I was referencing when I said that, especially in the entertainment world, and what's going to continue to show up that has been invisible, behind the scenes, hidden, etc. Well, Saturn in Pisces is here to make it visible, especially before Saturn in Pisces starts dancing with Neptune in Pisces in 2025 and 2026. So this Saturn is doing very important work and is also wanting us to actively apply our spiritual tools, to actively use them to remember to transcend energy, to be able to work with them on a practical everyday basis so that when you feel your energy sink, you now know what to do to come back into balance or to be more neutral. You have a way of honoring, okay, I'm in charge of all of my energy. I've been doing a lot on my spiritual path and my spiritual journey. Now I'm going to apply it. And I'm going to apply it in a way that reminds me of what I can do here in the physical realms, even when the bigger cosmic forces are upon us and working with us. And keep in mind that yes, Pisces can be overwhelming. Emotionally overwhelming, energetically overwhelming. But there's also the opportunity here to further integrate more of your intuition, to believe it, to trust it, allow it to be more of a guiding force for you through these big changes on the planet and through what we are experiencing here in the physical world. So these energies are very different, right? Because Pluto in Aquarius is mental. A thinker, communication is about where we're going. And I feel also is opening up more of our multidimensional abilities. And then the Saturn in Pisces is feminine, private, intuitive, wants to hold back, wants time in your own space to integrate, to process, to understand. And so as they come up to this semi-square, there is something here that we're learning to work with that is requiring new tools, new applications of what we learned, and also something that can be quite frustrating. So let's get into the semi-square. Now, I put the title of this podcast as When the Dragon Roars, because I feel like this first semi-square is that first recognition of discomfort, of I don't like this. I'm not okay with this. This isn't what I want. And that is what this semi-square is triggering. You could feel this personally as well as collectively. It will be working with you more personally if you have planets or points in the early degrees of Aquarius, as well as planets or points in the middle degrees of Pisces. This semi-square is that first recognition of something that you honestly feel you have no control over, you have no power over. It's almost like, here's all these things happening. What do I do? Because not only do I not like it, but I'm feeling this frustration around the fact that maybe something I wanted is ending. And that's what Saturn in Pisces is closing out, a cycle of dreams, a cycle of potentials and possibilities. And it brings up the need to surrender what we thought would happen or what we thought we were attached to. And it brings up something around the grieving process that you could be very much aware of. You could say, okay, I understand this. I'm aware of it. I got it. And then you have this Pluto in Aquarius that is showing you what is possible and where you want to be or where you want to go, but it's not here yet. And there's this stuck in the middle sense of feeling blocked, feeling like there's a barrier, because that's something that Saturn will bring in. Saturn is pacing your energy in the Pisces parts of your chart. It's pacing you, which I believe is benevolent and for your best and highest good, so that you're seeing something for what it is. You're taking responsibility for your power, for your energy, also taking responsibility for your intuitive connectiveness that's available. But are you really using it? Are you slowing down the mind? Are you slowing down your energy and tapping in to these higher realms? Because here we have Pluto in Aquarius that feels like it's spinning faster. It's accelerating something. And you could feel that certainly physically and energetically. You could feel it in your mind. I'm just feeling it as a part of our multidimensional self that already wants to be past all this. It's like, show me the quantum leap. Oh my gosh, do you remember that television show with Scott Bakula? I think it was like in the late 80s or early 90s. And it was so awesome and so ahead of its time. My brothers and I love that show, where he time travels. He's a scientist who travels into other people's lives or other people's problems. And there's something there that he has to work through. And it could feel like you're having your own quantum leap dilemma where you can't go faster than the physical world timeline. And there's something that Saturn is holding you to. And so going back to when the dragon roars, because we're in the year of the dragon, and that's when this energy is unfolding, is during that lunar year, it's the dragon roaring because it's realizing something isn't within its typical power. At least that's the perception. Something is coming up and you just don't like it. You're just not happy with it. You don't want to be here or be in this, or something is creating this push and pull. And a semi-square is just enough of a discomfort, especially with these powerhouse planets, that there's something that is coming up that's actually pushing you further. And that's how I'm feeling this, is like, if you're feeling that blockage, that barrier, it's about going higher into something that you can only access after you've taken responsibility for what Saturn in Pisces is showing you. And so Saturn in Pisces could be holding you to something. And that could be, of course, anything. So look at where Saturn in Pisces is in your astrology chart, especially between 15 to 19 degrees of Pisces. And this is where Saturn will be stationing retrograde the end of June. Saturn goes retrograde at 19 degrees of Pisces starting on June 29th. And there's something that Saturn is saying, you've got to handle this. You've got to take care of this. You've got to finish this for yourself with a recognition of your spiritual mastery. And because Saturn doesn't make things easier, it makes us stronger. It makes us tougher. And it matures us. So there is an element here of spiritual maturity that you're being asked to fully own in order to elevate up to that next level of manifestations and consciousness. And I'm seeing this as anything that has been significant for you that is closing out through the Pisces realms of forgiveness, especially self-forgiveness. You know, we tend to think, oh, I should forgive the person, or I should forgive the situation, or any of that can be true, yes. But it's about forgiving yourself for your own humanity, that we don't know everything. We don't come here understanding how things are going to play out or what is going to unfold. You know, there's parts of ourselves that we don't even see until a particular situation shows up, or until we're in something, or we're realizing, oh, I'm seeing this now in a new light, in a new way. So I feel like there is an element here of radical self-forgiveness that allows you to be more loving to yourself, more compassionate, almost like letting yourself off the hook, but with responsibility. Sort of like, okay, I get it. I see what I was learning. And I understand now where I was tested, maybe where I made a wrong choice or I did something I don't want to do again. This is also a very private, reflective energy where you could realize something that you're not proud of or that isn't connected to your truth. And the point is not to beat yourself up about it. The point is to just be better and to make that silent pledge to yourself that going forward, I'm going to do it differently. This is no longer who I am or what I'm about. This is not in alignment with my truth at this point. So there is something here that allows you to close out an energy or a cycle that puts you back into your spiritual truth and your spiritual mastery. But there's no validation. There's no external applause. There's no one who's going to come through and give you that gold medal for what you've done. Saturn in Pisces is you and your God, is you and your God self. And that's where the recognition comes from. That's where you go higher and you know that this is part of what I'm learning in this lifetime. And so it's private, it's personal, it's between you and your God self, and that's enough. That's all you need. That's the validation. That's the recognition. And then you could feel the energy shift internally, and it could even feel like a void. Because you know how after you clean something out, sort of like after you sweep up a mess or clean up something that was heavy or dirty or whatever it might be, then it leaves and there's a void. And that void is also part of the recognition. That void is also a beautiful confirmation of what you've completed, what you're done with. It's left your energy. It's left a part of your being. And you could feel that. You could just feel like, wow, I feel lighter. I feel different. I feel cleansed. I feel purer. You just feel a subtle shift that can be really hard to put into words, especially because, again, it's between you and your God self. It's between you and your soul and your higher self, whatever resonates with you, that is the confirmation and the affirmation, and that's it. And then the energy shift takes you forward. So one thing you can do right now is look at, what is making me roar? What is the block? What is the barrier? What is the frustration? Where do I feel like I'm pushing against something or trying to force it to open? And it's interesting because I just got the visual of a beautiful stone wall with all its different bricks, and it goes up quite high. And if you feel like you're pushing against a stone wall, what you're supposed to do is take a step back and, in fact, go into a quiet meditation. Go into a quiet prayer of release. Of course, this would be a great energy to use Ho'oponopono, and you can say that to yourself or to another, which is the energy of saying, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And I know that some people will put those four phrases in different order. Whatever is best for you, trust that, and know that it's the intention behind it. Each of those phrases is powerful. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Very powerful to do that as mirror work with yourself. Also something you can offer to Gaia, to a place, to a culture, to a person, to anything. And it shifts the energy intensely. Because I'm seeing that after doing some kind of silent meditation, compassion work, forgiveness work, then it's like standing up, and at this wall, you just put your hand on one of the stones and it opens. Secret passage. You are Scott Bakula. You are now quantum leaping. But it wasn't through force or might or ego. It was through the energetics of what needed to be resolved or cleared away. And so this semi-square is happening worldwide. We're feeling it. We're seeing things that are amping up, but it's the softer intentional energy work that can help diminish anger. It's tapping into the yin. It's tapping into yin energy to help balance strong yang energy, which we can have too much of, especially right now. And then that's also what we are co-creating and putting onto the energy grid. That again shifts the trajectory of the planet. So what I'm feeling too is that with the semi-square, we're checking in on our lives and on our world since that Saturn-Pluto conjunction of 2020. And we're given an opportunity here to intentionally direct what we want to co-create and what we want to be on this planet, as well as how we're going to continue to harness the power of Pluto in Aquarius. Now, as we know, Pluto will remain in Aquarius until 2044. Yes, it retrogrades back into Capricorn September through November of 2024, but then it returns to Aquarius, and that's where it will continue the conversation with Saturn. However, the next time that Saturn and Pluto are in conversation will be through a semi-sextile in March 2026. And this is when both will be at 5 degrees. So Pluto in Aquarius and Saturn in Aries will be at 5 degrees. And that is a sextile of opportunity, advancements, something new being created, especially from whatever was destroyed and permanently ended during the Pluto-Saturn conjunction. So we're in a big cycle here of new creation. And if we are intentional around it and we are in our power, and we're really declaring, no, my energy matters here. My energy is part of the collective. My energy is contributing to what Pluto in Aquarius is looking to manifest. Then we're going to be intentionally working with these potentials instead of perhaps resorting to previous cycles of passiveness or overwhelm, or I don't have the power, or I'm not a decision maker. All of that is exactly what has to change in our consciousness. All of that is part of what we're seeing in ourselves, where we're not just going to hand over our lives, our energy, our choices, our power to an elective official or to someone who has more control. We're not going to allow that to be something that takes over the planet. And yet it could feel like that's exactly what's happening, right? But we're in this cycle now of understanding what are the new choices. And in this part of our evolution, the choices are in our energy more than ever. Which is a big shift because for so long, the choices have been in money, follow the money, right? Whoever has the money has the most power, the most control. There are the power structures that have been at play for the long term on our planet, the hierarchies, the patriarchies, the ways that power is established, set up, and perpetuated in a way that we feel we can't challenge it. And there's also been the ongoing hidden realms that have been working behind the scenes to maintain certain things on this planet that are also being revealed, that we're also understanding is no, this is not correct. This is not what we want. This is not for the best and highest good. And so then we pull in the opportunity to create more light, more intentionality, to shine a light on things that have been in the dark and working behind the scenes. And so this is also a part of significant light work on the planet. And that's also part of the dragon roar, is that where I'm seeing this energy come to life is through that light worker dragon. The dragon that is here to blast things open and to make it very clear what we need to see so that we can shift it, we can change it. But of course, this is something that every person does on their own level, in their own way, with their own choices, and it isn't for everyone. In fact, there's so many different light workers on the planet. You know, there's a full spectrum of light workers, star seeds, energy guides, those who are here to beautifully change the energy on Gaia. And it is important that the energy doesn't get turned against each other or against other light worker missions. For example, there are light workers who I would call the unicorn light workers. Very light, very sparkly, very bubbly, very happy. And that is a certain energy signature that is needed, that is positive, that is uplifting. But then on the other side of the spectrum, you have light workers who are on the front lines dealing with some of the darkest entities and energies on this planet. And so I'm getting the visual of special ops or elite forces. And those light workers are equipped to deal with more. They have the power, they hold the energy to be on the front lines doing stuff that perhaps other light workers can't fathom, don't want to think about, don't want to see, don't want to acknowledge. And I've even seen this in some Facebook groups and in some other groups where people start to turn against each other. And it's like, that does no good for anyone. That isn't even a necessary use of energy. Rather, it's realizing this is what my energy is contributing to. And even if it's wildly different than someone else's soul mission and how they are here to work with energies in this lifetime, it's all needed. It's all needed. And so I feel like part of going back to this Pluto in Aquarius is understanding the differences, understanding the individual soul purpose or soul mission that each person is equipped to experience in this lifetime, if they choose, right? If their free will says, yes, this is me, I want to do this, without turning it against each other, shooting yourself in the foot, or thinking that it's only one way. Every level is needed. Every expertise and specialty is needed as well, especially considering the bigger picture of what is being overhauled on the planet at this time. And so this semi-square could be bringing that to light, could be showing you what's different for you than from another, what is unique about your path and your journey, and to fully own it without comparison, without thinking it needs to look the same, which is also what Pluto in Aquarius is going to dismantle. Where no, you're not energetically designed the same, but it's looking at, well, what are my gifts here? What am I really embracing and stepping into that allows me to power up and own who I am and what I'm contributing that truly matters? And so the semi-square to Saturn in Pisces could be something that you are moving through around your sense of power, because that Pisces energy can feel powerless. Like, I'm not making a difference. Nothing I do is mattering. There can be the threads of self-pity, or I'm not doing enough. And maybe that's the frustration. I want to do more. I want to offer more. I want to be further along than I am. So we're being asked to truly harness these parts of ourselves that are in a discomfort, that maybe don't like exactly where we're at, but to remember that everything is temporary. Everything grows and evolves and is meant to stay in motion. But the best we can do right now is really look at, what am I completing in order to elevate to that next level of my own multidimensionality? And that's what I'm feeling strongly, is that there is new openings into multidimensional realms that come about because of what you're closing out, what you are realistically assessing, what you're practically working through. And so over the next number of years, this work will matter and will pay off. Now, as I mentioned, Pluto and Saturn are going to have a sextile in March 2026 at 5 degrees. And that is going to really be something validating. That's where you're going to feel a strengthening in self, in direction, in purpose, in mission. That is going to be something too, where you're going to look back and be like, yes, I handled that so well. I did a great job with that. I'm glad I ended that. I'm glad I stepped away from that. I'm glad I made the decision I did, whatever that is for you. Keep in mind, yes, that is 2026, which will be here in no time, considering how fast things are moving. But just know that this plays a purpose right now. This frustration, the blockages, the discomfort, it all matters. And that's something that our soul knows, because our soul knows that this is just a huge experience of energy, all energies, the good, the bad, the highs or lows. The soul doesn't see it that way. The soul doesn't apply that kind of narrative, if you will. Your soul sees it all as a playground within the energy spectrum, where you are the powerful creator. And so there's different ways that we're stretched, right? Like, we feel like, oh, I'm the elastic band. But that's how the soul views it, as it's just energy. It's just an experience that you're moving through. And so make it a fun game for yourself. Make it something that you are proud of in terms of how you're growing, how you're elevating. And then when the sextile occurs between Pluto and Saturn, there can be something here that will give you a sense of, yes, I made it through that. I handled it beautifully. I'm really happy with this new start that's underway. And so there is the element of playing the long game. That's usually the case with Saturn, regardless, but especially in this semi-square. Then later on in the decade, Pluto in Aquarius is going to square Saturn in Taurus 3 times. And that's going to happen starting in June 2028. They're going to meet up at 8 degrees. So 8 degrees Aquarius, 8 degrees Taurus. Then a second time in November 2028 at 6 degrees of Aquarius, 6 degrees of Taurus. And then a third and final time in March 2029, 10 degrees Aquarius, 10 degrees of Taurus. So you can see that, all right, we're 5 years away from the square. Don't need to worry about that. Don't need to stress about that or think about that now. I know that sometimes happens with astrology, right? I know I've been there too, where I see these transiting aspects coming and I start pre-stressing or pre-worrying. Don't do that. No need. Rather, bring yourself into what is important right now that also will set up how you experience those later transits. And that's important to keep in mind because it's an ongoing continuation of energy. So how you handle a semi-square for yourself helps you establish and set up the sextile, and then that helps you experience the square. And the square is always a turning point. It's always about, okay, what needs to go? What is closing out? What is shifting and ending here that I have to learn from in order to make improvements? And I share that with the intention of knowing that what you are diligently working on now, it's going to matter. It's going to pay off. It's going to lead you to the better manifestations that you really want, even if they don't show up right away. Because these are not immediate gratification energies. These are the long game. These are planning for what's to come. These are ensuring that you are remaining in alignment with your truth, your power, and your highest intentions in the present timeline, in this present reality, gathering your energy together and knowing that even when we're frustrated or blocked, those can be our most beautiful opportunities, our most beautiful areas of potential for growth, if that's how you choose to approach it and look at it. And so it's okay to roar, right? It's okay to let it out and to feel what you're feeling. In fact, that's healthy to let it out instead of to keep it in. But we could also be seeing the energy of dragons roaring. We could be feeling that. We could be really tapping into where the frustration is on the planet. But remember that what you contribute and what you offer matters, even if you don't see it right away, and even if perhaps you doubt that it makes any contribution at all, it absolutely counts and it absolutely matters. Okay, another way to look at it, multidimensional growing pains. The growing pains that we gotta go through in order to understand what stays, what goes, and to know that it's just part of a bigger process. Make sure to turn it around so that what you are ending and stepping away from is absolutely for your best and highest growth. Do not be too hard on yourself. Don't take it too personally. Don't think that what you can't make happen is something you have to burden yourself with. Rather, continue to take that long view approach. Be kind to yourself. Be compassionate to yourself. Offer yourself radical forgiveness and anything that feels like a beautiful message from your soul. The energy is the most intense when Pluto and Saturn are exactly 45 degrees apart, which will be the middle of May 2024, late September 2024, and January into February 2025. Then Saturn pulls ahead and is no longer 45 degrees away from Pluto. And the energy really starts to loosen up and also close out. So I hope this helps you navigate this energy and discomfort. I hope it also helps you take the higher viewpoint and the long-term perspective on your own multidimensional growing pains, on what you are leaving behind that you don't need for the journey ahead. And also validation that it will be worth it. It will be worth it. You'll be so happy at what you have completed because something better is ahead. Something better is meant to come forward and be birthed when we have the increasing energy of Pluto sextiling Saturn in Aries. So as always, thank you so much for joining me for this podcast. I will be back every Monday and Wednesday for a new topic and some new insights that I hope support you, that I hope resonate with you, and also remind you of the necessity of your energy and power at this time. You can find my latest offerings and programs over at mollymccore.online, and do check out my YouTube playlist where I have a ton of information for you to help you learn your chart and to understand more about your astrological energy. Oh, and I also started a second Instagram account that is basically an astrological library of teaching. So it's all just short clips and easy to read insights around parts of your astrology chart. So you can find that at Molly McCord Astrology Guide on Instagram. And we've set it up as just a library or a reference guide for things that you want to learn about your chart. Wherever you are in the world, wishing you a beautiful day ahead. Thank you again for joining me here, and I look forward to connecting with you again very soon.